Hi, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Talk That Talk with Nisha and Bree. I'm Brittany Breon here with Nisha Lachey, and this is our 31st episode, honey. This
Yay.
Is our 1 year episode. Okay.
Congratulations to us.
Yes, right? 1 year. I feel like it went by fast. Do you feel like it went by
it.
Fast? It really did.
I do.
Okay, y'all. So we really gonna be real this episode. Like, this is a fun episode going. We're gonna talk about all the things that we go through to make an episode work for y'all. Yes. Like, for instance,
yes,
I'm shaking because my child is woke. Okay. So you may hear her in the background. Okay, but anywho,
need to bring out the kids, y'all.
Look, okay, so let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
How did we even come up with doing a podcast, right?
Yeah.
So let me start. Boom. I just got out of a 5-year relationship at this time. I was healing. I was grieving. And I was like, I'm going to get off of this fool for real this time. So what I started doing was like video recording myself versus actually writing a diary down, because I was like, this shit ain't working. And me writing, I want to go and fight him. But when I started recording myself and started looking at those videos and listening to what I'm saying, I'm like, girl, you better get over this fool. Anyway, I had like recorded a rough draft of me just talking about hot topics at the time and like how, you know, moving along with my life. And I sent it to a lot of my friends. So I sent it to Nisha, and Nisha at the time had reached out to me prior and wanted to do something creative that we gonna get to it. So I don't want to say she wanted to do something creative. And when I sent her that, she was like, oh, this is dope. Like, this is really dope. Let's go ahead and start a podcast. I'm like, okay. So that's how it started, right?
Yeah.
It's okay. So boom, we can start with our first episode. So what was you thinking with our first episode? Was you nervous? Was you excited?
Look, I was nervous because I ain't gonna lie, the internet is savage. And plus, I've always been a very private person. Like, most people that know me, they don't know me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So to start having real life conversations, telling real life stories, I was nervous about sharing this. Not really nervous, but more like it was different for me to have to open up to the public. So the first episode, like, people may or may not know this, but I'm reserved in a little bit. But like, when you know me, I'm not so much reserved.
Right.
Putting it onto an episode, it was an experience. Like, trying to, you know, figure out what I'm comfortable with sharing.
Yes, that was the biggest thing. Yeah. Like, we had to have conversations. Like, what you think? That's too much. That's giving
right.
too much.
Like, just talking
about
know?
Yeah, look. But I feel like with me with the first episode, I was super nervous. I was just like, you know, we used to write stuff down.
So we did.
Make sure we save
this.
I had
to order too. Say this first, then this.
We had to like make sure we're saying what we want to say. But I think after maybe the third episode, we was like, you know what? Let's just freestyle. We just have regular conversations like we do on the regular. Yeah. So it's like, you know what I mean? Because
yeah.
when we have our conversations on regular, it may be a little more, what's the word I'm looking for? Cutthroat.
Look, and I hope into this next year we give even more of that, because our personal conversations, we be dropping jewels just like we on the show. It's like, and all that. But I want to bring more of that to this so that, you know, we can connect with more people. But I do feel like we started doing it, you know, after maybe, I want to say the second episode was better. And as time went on, you know, each time was better than the last.
Yes, I agree. So we just going to jump right into our guests, right? So first of all, we want to thank everybody who has came on to talk. That talk with us.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I feel like y'all fucking with us in the beginning.
Yeah.
So the fact that y'all like fucking with us like that, we really, 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 really do appreciate that.
Definitely.
One of the, let's see. Okay, let's do our favorite guest. Who was your favorite guest? Your absolute favorite guest.
Gosh, that is hard. because I really enjoy all of our guests. But I'm a highlight one. I'm a highlight Rabia.
Okay.
She was the only female guest that came on.
No, like, we have Fatima too.
Fatima, yes, but Fatima was like a special. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like Fatima kind of did her thing. We kind of interviewed Fatima. So Fatima is in a lane all by herself. I'm not even counting her as far as a guest, because I feel that was more of like a, you know, we want to tell us about yourself. It wasn't a regular episode.
Okay.
But Rabia came on just to really just share, you know what I'm saying? She didn't hold anything back. She was very personable. So I really enjoyed having her on.
Yeah. My favorite, I really do like all of our guests, like, because I feel like each guest brought something
to the episode.
Damn, I gotta choose one. I fucked with all y'all. If I had to choose one, I would say it would be,
I know
it's really two, but okay. One guess. Okay, Britt, who you gonna choose? I think I'm going to go with Chaz. Okay. Now, the reason I'm gonna go with Chaz is because Chaz was fucking with us when he was like going through heartbreak, okay?
Did not know us.
I don't know Chaz personally. She didn't know Chaz personally. It was literally like connecting on Facebook, and he hopped on. We recorded at like 6 a.m. to have Chaz on.
Yeah, that's real.
And Chaz brought out the motherfucking statistics, honey.
Yeah.
When he hit us with them statistics. I said, oh, honey, he knows his shit. So let's go ahead and get to it.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, I really, really, really appreciated that, because, like I said, he wasn't even, like, we didn't even know Chaz, but he jumped aboard and was straight fucking with us. He started his thing with Vent Like a Man, and he's very vocal with saying, like, our podcast inspired that for him.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely going to say Chaz. So shout out to Chaz Ware, honey. Thank you.
Okay. What was your, I won't say least favorite guest.
We can say least favorite.
Okay.
We can go there. We can go there. Okay.
Who was it?
Brian. And I'm going to tell y'all about this episode. We didn't even air this motherfucking episode. Okay. It was a hot fucking mess. Okay. I don't even know what the fuck we were talking about. It was like literally like, okay, let me first say this. Let me backtrack a little bit. When we have people come on, we really do want people to come on that actually are going to drop jewels. You know, we talk our shit, but the shit that we're talking, we do want it to help somebody. You know what I mean? So if somebody listening to an episode, for instance, with Chaz, if they listen to the episode and they like, damn, he going through it right now because... Jesus. He's going through it right now. Another live in action on what
live
children being
well. Mamas.
Anywho, so you know, if you are a man that would listen to Chaz, and Chaz talked about how men don't really have that outlet of, you know, of someone to talk to. So it's like when we have people on, we want people to listen and be on some, you know what, I ain't never think about it that way type shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like this particular guy that we had on, which it is still all love, we still fuck with you, Brian, but you was the worst guest. Like, you literally was just trying to argue with us. Like, I thought it was going to be an altercation.
So, let me speak to that. Okay. So, first of all, Brian was one of our first followers. And what I appreciated was that he was sharing like real stories to our page, you know, to our Talk That Talk Facebook page. He was sharing stuff. He was being very open. So to me, that kind of helped other people to start being a little bit more open. And then he was like, ladies of Talk That Talk, you know, I want to have a conversation. So we were like, cool, we can certainly talk about it. And, you know, whatever it is you want to talk about. Now, when we got on to start recording, I don't think there was a topic. So, like,
it was an argument.
That to be like an episode, because that I don't know what it was. We just had a conversation that didn't go anywhere, and we never aired it. Actually, we didn't even have the footage. So we learned at that time we control our own footage.
Absolutely.
Period.
So that was, you know, very interesting. Again, still shout out to Brian, because hey, we fucks with it all, so thank you for that. Yeah. Okay, so now we're going to go into, let's see, behind the scenes. As you see behind the scenes right now, I haven't even done this child her because she's supposed to be asleep anyway. Behind the scenes, right?
Yeah.
We shoot for a certain time, y'all. We say, you know what? Boom, we're gonna get it cracking at this time. Yeah. We may have had 3 times where we're on time.
Yeah.
Maybe 3 times.
Yeah.
Like it really, like y'all see this child. Like
she having to look like what y'all doing.
Right. Like anywho, but like for instance, we are moms, you all know that. We do have toddlers, you know. I have a 3-year-old and Nisha's baby is gonna be 3 in October. So we have toddlers, okay? Yeah, yeah. And they still, you know, they run the house still at this point in life. Exactly. So you know, it's a struggle, you know. Right now it's 10 p.m. at night and my child is still up. Anyway. Anyway, I feel like one of the biggest struggles with behind the scenes, y'all see how this should just fell out. This is, I'm telling y'all, we go through some shit behind the scenes. Yes.
What about when we first started recording? I don't know if y'all watched us. We used to use Skype and we would be on Skype. First of all, you would always see us like this when we record it. But then when we go to post a video, literally it'll just be like this. Or like my eyes, or you know, feel like he was never a fool. And I know y'all probably was thinking, why don't they ask get a better computer or a camcorder? We are in 2 different states, so we've been trying to learn and try to figure out how to best record so that everybody can get it and you know enjoy it. But at the end of the day, for us, it's been about the content. So we focus a lot on what we're talking about. Like we pre-talk about it. We be taking notes. We really be trying to learn from each other, from our guests, from our followers. So when y'all see us on here, hey Brianna, thank you.
Hey Brianna. Hey Tyrone.
So yeah, we most definitely, you know, we definitely care about the content that we're putting out. So that be our main focus. But this next year is gonna be so dope. But I don't want to get ahead, Brittany, so we can keep talking about these behind the scenes, some of the struggles.
Yes. Okay. One of the biggest struggles I know for me is, like I said, my baby being up.
Yeah.
That's like the biggest struggle. I have an 11-year-old who's, you know, he does his own thing. I'm glad Rodney Mama fit to record. Like, all right, he in his game. He ain't bothering me. But this one right here, she's screaming, Mama. She wants to be next to me. She wants to record as well, you know?
Yeah.
Another, let's see, behind the scenes is like, okay, I work overnights, right?
Yeah.
So my sleep schedule is so off, right? So it's like, I remember one time we were supposed to record and I almost overslept. Like, I literally woke up at 9 trying to put my lashes on, trying to fix my hair, like, it was a mess.
Yeah.
I guess with technical difficulties, you just kind of went over that. Like, well, I remember we reached out to John from Sidebar Hip Hop, and he was also one of our guests. So shout out to John as well. Yeah. And I was like, hey, you know, you produce a show, because he produces his show, Sidebar Hip Hop, which I was on there, and he produces or whatever. So I was like, you know, you want to produce our show? So I sent him, like, the thing, and he was like, he focused on producing some other stuff that he got in the works, but he'll give us some pointers. I'm like, all right. So one of the things that he said was to focus on either visual or audio. Right. And that was one of the reasons why y'all saw that we kind of got off of Anchor and was trying to focus more on the video and the visual part of it. Y'all, look, when I say y'all are witnessing us going from like starting from the motherfucking bottom, honey, like we have came a long way within this year with our visuals, our audio, like, you know, it really is. You all are witnessing something fucking great. Okay.
Yeah. And you know what, because you talked about your struggle, so let me just say this. Do y'all know people be sending us like bad reviews? People be like, first of all, sending us comments. Like, we had posted something. Somebody responded, like, what the hell? It was going off. Somebody said, like, I was talking about some dry ass stories with me and my husband. And so for me, it was a struggle trying to, like, okay, I can't change my life or my stories or whatever, and I'm being as real as I can, but I still want to be entertaining. You know what I'm saying? Right. So me, the struggle was really kind of finding my voice and saying, okay, I don't give a damn if you don't like what I'm talking about. It is what it is, and being comfortable in it. But, like, I was really like, what? Because I had just said that me and my husband went out to the truck in the driveway, and we was, you know, doing our thing.
Right.
We don't want to hear that shit. So
He did not. We can't say his name, huh? He never was a guest, so.
I don't know who he is, but he said he want to hear them dry stories about me.
He's a guy from Facebook. He's a Facebooker. So, yeah.
So, listen, I don't know what else to tell you. I don't have a lot of ratchet stories to share with y'all.
Right.
But that was a struggle. And, you know, we, Brittany has had, you know, people to say things and people just reach out. But, you know, people gonna say what they want to say. So, you, whenever you're doing something like this, you got to be willing to hear that and keep it moving.
Yeah. And we could talk about, you know, since we're saying with people reaching out. So, you know, we always tell you all to hit us up, ask for advice, or just say what's up to us, right? Right? That's what we say. So, like, people do be hitting us up. We do appreciate that. Don't get me wrong. You know, we've talked about some topics, people. It's like a lot of times, though, yeah, people be like, well, no, I don't want y'all to talk about it on the show. I just want y'all opinion. And we respect that because we do appreciate them reaching out to us.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of times where we don't even talk about people reaching out to us or stories or advice that they have gotten from us.
Right.
So I just feel like a struggle for me now is like kind of, what's that T.I. song? He was like, you know, you may see me in the street behind me, you don't know me. Okay? So you may know of me, but you don't know me, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like I had a person that kind of got a little too comfortable, a little overstepping their boundaries on thinking like, you know, and I'm just like, amen. So, you know, boundaries, I guess. Is that a good word to put it? Good way to put it? Putting boundaries. Okay. Yeah. So another struggle, okay, for me is dating. Yeah. Okay. we're gonna break this shit all the way to fuck now, okay? When we started this podcast, I was ready to date, okay? Yeah. I was ready to get out there, you hear me? I was not ready to settle down. I'm not gonna lie, I was not. I was dating, I was having fun, I was just vibing with people. It was a good thing, right?
Right.
I had hoes, you know? And I had a favorite, okay? He's my favorite. And it was good. Everything was good. So I started talking about my favorite hoe on her. He fucked with the podcast at the time. You know, it was good. Then I know one day, you know, we chilling and he was all like, you know, you brought up something on your episode about a dude taking you, you know, bowling. And, you know, that's the place that I was going to take you. And I'm like, thanks for the support, for listening. But what the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? So, you know, he's not my hoe anymore, y'all. Then I thought, you know, at one point that I was booed up. I even announced on the goddamn podcast that I was exclusively dating this nigga. Okay? Because I was really fucking with him. Like, I stopped fucking with everybody else and just focus on him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every time I bring up a nigga on this motherfucking podcast, me, it just goes left. These niggas try to put me in entanglements, you know, they just put a lot on me. So I'm just like, you know what? My husband, he's not in the same state as me. I'm confident. He's not. I'm done with the locals. Okay. I'm done. Cause there's some bullshit. Every time I bring up a nigga, it just goes completely the fuck left. And it's just like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. So, yeah, the next dude I fuck with, I ain't going to talk about him until we had a 1 year. And I'm post that picture like, look, y'all, look.
1 year.
1 year. Because these niggas be tripping. So, I don't know. I guess, is that a curse? Am I cursed?
No, I was going to say, you know, if you want to just not, don't know. It's hard because, like you said, husbands. So I think it was either our first episode or our second episode, and you had brought up Maury Hardwick. And like, I remember I said something like, now that to me was safe. Like, I ain't say too much, you know, but we here, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna get it. That episode, my husband was like, what was that? I was like, what? What are you talking about? What? He's like, she said after Maury Hardwick. And like, you know, you try to be respectful. And when you're dating, make sure the guys don't feel no kind of way.
Right.
But it's hard because you want to be honest and free and open. You want to be respectful at the same time. Right. So I get it.
Yeah. And I guess for me, it may be a little different because when niggas start tripping on my podcast or on our podcast, I could just cut them off. Like, you know what? Yeah. It's something that I'm doing. Yeah. If you can't get with it, get lost type shit. But because you are married and you were married before we started it, it is, you know, you do have to be a little more, you know what I mean? Like careful, you know? So I feel like that's a struggle within itself. I don't know, like, is that a struggle that other people have, like, they have podcasts or whatever that, you know?
Our businesses in general, like, you know, who was that we talked about on one of our hot topics? Like, gosh, the girl from Wildin' Out, and she was talking about how, like, she wanted somebody on the same level with her. B. Simone, right?
Oh, Simone.
Yeah. In general.
B. Simone.
Like, people that have a business in general, you know, dating somebody that is doing something different and having them to understand where you're coming from and vice versa, where you also understanding, okay, if you're working long hours all the time or you busy all the time, that person is going to feel some kind of way.
Yeah. So let's go with your favorite episode. What was your absolute favorite episode?
It had to be domestic violence. Because that was for me the first episode where I was like, excuse my language, we live, but I was like, fuck this podcast. Like, we had a real moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was just really raw. We had just real conversations. So for me, I don't know what episode it was. I know it was in October. But for me, it was just real raw, real natural. So I think people could appreciate that.
Yeah. And you know what's funny? That was my least favorite. The reason why that was my least favorite is because of how raw it was. Like, it was just raw emotions. Yeah, I cried on the damn episode. You know, and it's crazy because it's like when we were recording it, we actually stopped. Because I started crying. So then when I kind of gathered myself, I started crying again. But the second time, I guess you can like, you were able to hear what I was saying. But the first time it was like, you couldn't hear shit I was saying. I was like, I was like, hey, Michelle. I was like, that man beat my ass. That's how I felt. So I was just like, you know, I don't know about that episode. Because, you know, I like to be happy, right? Mm-hmm. I don't really like being sad. I don't like, oh my gosh, she better pull my wig off. But anyway, I don't like being sad and stuff. So it's like that episode definitely, you know, made me sad because it's kind of like reliving stuff that I, you know, gotten over or healing from.
Yeah.
So, you know.
What's your favorite?
I think my favorite episode was probably with Chef. Chef Pal.
That was good.
Chef Pal. Because let me tell y'all why that was my favorite episode. So I kept on saying that I'm out here being perfect and it's these niggas that's crazy, right? Mm-hmm. So Nisha and the chef was trying to explain, well, no, you may be perfect. However, you know, maybe it's just the wrong guy or whatever you guys that you're going after. And it was like, it was funny because I kept saying, no, it's just, you know, I'm just perfect. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what to tell you all. But what I'm gonna say is I'm perfect.
Yeah.
And I remember somebody hit me up and was like, oh, so you just out here being perfect. I said, yes, I am. Yeah. Right. You know what I mean? So yeah. I thought that was a really good episode. It was funny. But damn, I already chose it. But I was gonna say that episode with John was really good too. Because behind the scenes secret or whatever. So with the John episode, we were done. We were telling John, thank you, you know, wrapping it up. All right, boom. Thank you, John. And we kept talking. And I was like, hey, let's record this. I was like, let's go ahead and put this back on.
Like, keep, why y'all stop the recording?
Mm-hmm. So we recorded that bitch. And that's why if you listen to that particular episode, we actually made it like, I think it was 25, right? 25th episode, but it was like the bonus.
Part two, yeah.
The bonus. And John was on his page and he was talking to some guys, and one of the guys even mentioned the bonus episode. He was like, yeah, you know, I don't know what they were talking about, but I know the guy was like, you know, the episode you was on with them ladies, John, and then John tagged me and I was like, here's the link. You know, so I really, that was a really, really good episode. That was a really good episode. Because we was definitely talking about some real ass shit, which I feel like we do on every episode. We definitely going to, you know, talk about some shit, some real shit. Yeah.
So. I think my least favorite, okay, it ain't a least favorite episode. Every episode that we recorded where y'all can only see my mouth was a hot ass mess. Like, we will be recording with Skype. That's how my, and I'll be, you be looking like this, you see my whole face. When we posted, I was like that.
And it was just a mess.
I think it started when we had Chaz on. So it was like, okay, we had three people on. You can only see my mouth. So then after that, me and Brittany tried it. You can only see my eyes. And
it was a mess.
Was like, we just don't have to go with audio.
We're like, doing something wrong. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, like, you know, we love the kids. But when I tell y'all, if y'all listen closely on some of the episodes, we got some people knowing that they kids. I think somebody told a kid they about to beat their ass on the episode. Shout out to Eric. Wait a minute. Eric Terrell. That was another crazy thing because Brittany told me we going to call him Terrell. But his name was Eric. So I did not know what to call him. During the episode, we kept calling him both. So I was like, this is a
hot. Somebody pointed that out. They was like, why y'all calling him? But who all on that? It was confusing. They was like, who all on this episode? So let's give you the backstory on that. So his name is Terrell Washington on Facebook, right? We've known him for years. Like, I think I've talked about this on the episode where he has hosted our 17th birthday party. He was like the host. Like, man, y'all listen, if y'all knew us back then, we was destined for this shit. You hear me? We should have been on this shit, but listen. Anywho, but like I said, he was our host for our 17th birthday party. We made money, honey, at the door. What's up? Sold out. We all, every party that we have, if starting from our sweet 16, we always did over capacity. So that means we need to get those coins, honey.
Wait till the damn COVID over.
Listen, but anywho, so we know him for years, and his name is Eric. His real name is Eric, so it's like that's why it was kind of hard to say Terrell when, like, Eric Terrell, you know, but it is what it is.
But yeah, so I know Eric, Terrell, I think you was, and there was some other episodes when people, I think one of the episodes, somebody was arguing or yelling, you heard like a TV in the background, like, we had some audio issues. So, like, those that y'all listen to our episodes, we appreciate y'all for, you know, having a little bit of patience with us while we kind of figure it out. Because like Brittany said, like, nobody's, like, assisted us in, like, getting this together, which we don't expect nobody to give us anything. But we also don't have minds for, like, a lot of this technology and stuff like that. So we literally trying to learn as we go.
As we go,
But what I find so dope is, like, we have people, most of the people that reach out to us and listen to us, we don't know them.
At all.
It ain't a friend of a friend, and we don't know them.
Complete strangers.
Just the fact that you can listen to our episode, despite everything going on, despite you only seeing my eyes in the video, but actually getting out of this film, like, I appreciate that.
Yeah, we do definitely appreciate all that. So, you know, now that we got that all out the way, we want to tell y'all about what's to come. Like, one year down, you know? So what's going to pop that next year, okay?
Yeah.
So one of the biggest things is we have Talk That Talk Presents. Who Made It? So basically, Who Made It is a panel of five people, including myself and Nisha. And we're going to be talking about topics. We're going to be talking about hot topics, celebrity topics, real-ass topics. So it's the same thing, the same, you know, real shit, jewels and all that. But we have three other people coming on and giving their views on shit.
Yeah.
So we are so excited for you all to see it, to hear it. That should be coming up later this month. That should be out, well, later August.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Will. Anyway, so that should be coming out later August. The end of August, you should see that. We're excited. I feel like the people that we chose are people that we think are dope. You know, we think that they definitely have something to say. We feel like these people will be able to resonate with other people that we may not be able to reach, you know. So we are very excited about that. We can't wait for you all to, you know, get into that. Brianna said, it looks easy, but podcasting is hard. Yes, it is, Brianna. And shout out to Brianna. Brianna has a podcast, Girl by Podcast. I was on there. Check her out. It's dope as fuck. We had hella fun recording, honey.
Yes.
So check her out as well.
Yeah, and I want to speak to Who Mad really quick, too, because me and Brittany did actually handpick these people because we thought each of them, not only were they dope, but they have really strong voices to where we think, okay, if I can't reach it, Brittany can't. And reach one of them for sure gonna reach somebody or somebody's gonna be able to relate or understand them, and then all of them, they're gonna say whatever the hell is on their mind. So come I on. Just appreciate that we got this gonna come together. They're gonna say exactly, like, if I'd have been through something, I'm gonna share that. And I think these people that we chose gonna do that same thing, but also drop some jewels to help people get through some situations. So I'm just really excited about it.
Yeah,
like I said, we're gonna talk about some- my gossip. So we just gonna try a little bit of everything, because you know I was watching The Real one day and I was like, this is cool, you know, I really like this person, this lady, but I know that they're a little bit more censored. We're not gonna be censored
at all. Y'all see how we be talking? We look so to have three more women with us who have different experiences, different backgrounds, different religion, you know, like I'm excited to learn from these people. Cause like, I, you know, go through life, I love to be able to hear somebody else's experience and see how they deal with things and be like, you know what, let me try to apply that to me. Let me see if that works for me. So I'm definitely looking forward to you all, you know, seeing that. We also have, did you have any more on that?
I was gonna say, on top of that, we five women don't know each other like that. But the fact that we're gonna come together and give y'all something dope, five black women at that, I'm just very excited. It should be really dope.
Yeah. So we excited for that, y'all. We also have Talk That Talk Presents Chopping It Up with Bree.
Hey, Bree.
So it's already one episode out. If you all have not heard it, it was with Boogie Key, Tarot Card Reading with Boogie Key. Shout out to Boogie Key. Dope person. I feel like she has a really, really good soul. Our episode basically was in regards to peace, finding your peace, keeping your peace, honey. And I feel like for me, that with those episodes, it's just specials. And it's really just specials with people that I feel like, okay, let's just have one-on-one conversation. Right. You know, let's bounce off each other. What's up? So, you know, those episodes, maybe just once every couple of months or so. So we plan for Who Mad to be an every month thing.
Yeah.
But the talk, well, you know, Chopping It Up with Bree will be once every couple of months or so. So it's not going to be so back to back or recurring. But
yeah,
still there, honey. So check out on that, honey. So did we have?
I was gonna give hi, Bria. Chopping It Up with Bree or whatever. And for me, I don't know if y'all noticed, but like, I'm not shy, but like I said, I am a little private. So what I'm working on is a little bit more behind the scenes. You know, I am looking to write and just really kind of express myself in a way. So definitely got something in the works. The other thing is, now y'all can't see it because I got this wig on. Let me tell y'all. I started a log journey.
It's right.
Now, when we first started taping this today, I was like, I'm going to wear my locks. But then we got on this camera, I ain't wearing them locks. So, Brittany was telling me, she was like, you know, it'd be dope if you just, like, snatched the wig off in the episode. And I was like, first I was like, okay, that'd be, you know, a surprise. And I was like, that's ghetto as fuck. Snatch my wig up in the middle of this live taping. I'm definitely gonna be mean. Like, somebody gonna have me as a meme by tomorrow morning. So I was like, nah, I started my locks. So yes. Y'all seeing it. Probably the next time y'all see us live, hopefully, you know, I feel a little bit more comfortable. Cause right now, you know, I got them little locks. They ain't little, but they little enough where, you
they're
know,
real small.
I feel like a boy, but you know, so
yeah. And then you can look at the picture. We'll post a picture of them on our Instagram. And yeah, so you can see it that way as well.
Yeah, so look, this wig, y'all didn't see it. You know, that's another thing this year. I done had platinum blonde. I done had this blue. I don't think I said black, but they no, I had black in the very beginning. So y'all have seen
all. Okay. You have seen all the colors.
Yeah. So look, be prepared for me to go natural. I done switched it all the way up. Yes.
It's gonna look good. I'm excited for you.
I think I'm gonna be a lot of journeys. If y'all got stuff to share with me, let me know. Or you know, y'all can watch me go along with my friends.
Yes. So also before we go, we also want to introduce a new segment, honey. Right? So this new segment is called What You Listening To, right? So every episode we kind of want to just leave you all with what we're listening to for the week, you know, and the reason why we're listening to it. So I'll go first. What I am listening to at this point is Destiny's Child, Free. Okay. So one of the reasons why I'm listening to it, I'll just go into the lyrics. Basically, it says, ain't no feeling like being free when your mind is made up and your heart is in the right place. Yeah. Okay. I'm listening to it this week. I feel like I needed that. I needed to make up my mind about certain situations, and my heart is in the right place. I feel like I've given the situations all that I could, honey. So my mind is made up to just close those chapters. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. And I'm looking forward to what the future holds. I'm looking forward to opening up new doors with our podcast. Now we're at that year mark. So I'm excited for what is in store for us. And I feel like in order for me to really appreciate it and for me to really move forward with this, you know, new oomph about myself, I have to let go of things that are not good for me, whatever that may be. Hey, Trenice. Yeah. Yes, Brianna, ain't no feeling like being free, honey. Yes, come on. Yeah. When your heart's in the right place. Yeah. So what about you?
So before I get into the song I've been listening to the most, I want to say Brandy dropped a new album, right? I don't know if you heard it. I did start listening to the album. I'm not gonna lie, I went into it looking for it to be like old school Brandy, and it's different. It's new. I didn't listen to Brandy's album, like, I think it was 8 years ago. I didn't listen to that, but it's probably more of like that. You know, she had that song like Sitting on the Moon or something about the moon. This album is very similar to that. So I did check out Brandy, so y'all can check her out, her new album. The song I like right now is The Baby, Ashanti, and Megan Thee Stallion, Nasty. Oh. Yes. First of all, Ashanti came on with her Baby Baby, like she always do. She brought a little extra to that. And okay. The baby on the song, like, you know I'm nasty. It's just good. So if y'all looking for a nasty song, but it got a little vibe from it, The Baby Nasty with Ashanti and Megan Thee Stallion, guess what's up?
Okay, honey. So you let everybody know where they can reach us, honey.
And let me just say, if y'all notice, every episode, normally y'all can't see this, but I'm like, okay, talk that talk, because we got so many. All right. So Facebook, it is Talk That Talk with Nisha and Bri on Facebook. On Instagram, it's talk_that_talk_podcast. We are on YouTube, Brittany and Tanisha on YouTube. And of course, y'all can email us, talkthattalkpc@gmail.com.
Thanks. And thank you all again for rocking with us for a year. We appreciate everybody who has shared, liked, email,
yeah,
Instagram, Facebook, okay, all that. Like, we really, 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 really do appreciate y'all. This is a passion for us, and this is something that we want to continue for many years more, honey.
Yes,
this is,
we want to host, we want to do events, we want to do parties. So, yeah, this is definitely just the beginning.
Absolutely. So, again, we do want to thank you all so much for rocking with us. And until next time, bye.
Bye.
My daughter said bye. Bye.